Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's movement taking place both on the state and the national level to oppose terrorism and to oppose those who oppose Israel. The first one we're going to talk about is in North Carolina, and the next is at the United States Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, in North Carolina, good things happened. Governor Roy Cooper has now signed a bill into law called the Divestment from Companies That Boycott Israel, which prohibits North Carolina from investing in or contracting with companies that boycott the state of Israel. This was sponsored by Representative Stephen Ross and directs that the state treasurer adopt a policy prohibiting the state retirement system and the Department of the Treasury from investing in companies that are boycotting Israel. It goes into effect October 1. Now, this is one of many states that have come online with this anti, what's called BDS, or boycott, divestment, and sanction legislation. BDS is a movement that was started by some Palestinian Muslims to delegitimize Israel and to ultimately bring Israel into non-existence. And that's what the whole BDS, or boycott, divest, and sanctions movement is about, to boycott Israel, to divest if you have any investments in Israel, and to sanction Israel. That's what this ultimately is intended to do, to ultimately destroy and delegitimize Israel. So now North Carolina says any company that participates in that, we're not going to be backing you. You're not going to contract with the state of North Carolina, and we're going to continue to invest our resources in Israel.
Yeah, you know, it's encouraging. North Carolina is now the 22nd state in the nation to ban these state businesses with companies that seek to participate in the BDS movement. Now we need 28 other states to follow suit. But it's interesting, you know, I learned that North Carolina does more than $140 million worth of business with Israel.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have connected that at all.
Yeah, I know. And state contracts with companies amount to, it's amazing how much the contracts with different companies are doing that. And the state of North Carolina is investing and working with Israel. You would be stupid not to invest in Israel and work with Israel.
I mean, their technology, all their stuff is just phenomenal.
Yeah, their technology, obviously Microsoft, all these other technological companies. They have businesses and research and development plants in Israel. They don't have them all over the world. They have them in very few places outside the United States, and Israel is one of those places. And the reason is because Israel is a worldwide leader in technology.
I mean, if there's a small country, they've created the USB.
Yeah, the USB.
Medical technology.
They have other medical technology. They have more startup companies than any other place in the world, including the United States. More capital that is given for startup companies in any place in the world. They're number two listed on the NASDAQ,
right,
which is the stock exchange for a certain level of size businesses behind the United States and or Canada.
Didn't they create this camera that they use to go down and
they have the
look
pill
at your
cam,
insides?
Yeah, where you actually swallow it. It's just like a pill.
Wow.
And it does photography all the way through your esophagus, through your intestine. So you don't have to have anything invasive, and you have this clear picture that you can actually watch it as it's going through your system.
No more colostomies.
No more of that. It's very and they have incredible things with
robotics. Haven't they done that?
Robotics. They've got the ReWalk, which allows paralyzed people to put on these devices and actually walk for the first time. They're leading in many respects in cancer cures. In fact, President Carter, who has not been a supporter of Israel by and large, is actually benefiting from the cancer treatment and inventions that have been in Israel.
Their agriculture.
Agriculture,
investment.
They do. They invented drip irrigation that is now used all over the world. We have the Space Wars things where you have the missiles that want to knock another missile out of the air to protect yourself, to protect your country. Well, that technology has been used and invented in Israel. You just go on and on. Your cell phone technology, your Pentium processor, your high-speed processors, and your computer. invented in Israel. There's so many different things. Cherry tomatoes.
That's a favorite when we go over there. Yeah.
those were created in Israel. Yeah. Those were developed through agriculture in Israel.
Such a small country. There's so much that flourishes out of there. We would be crazy not to do business with them. So it just makes sense, you know, for one reason, as well as being a friend and supporting them.
Well, you know, we just sold the F-35 Raptor to Israel, which is the most technologically advanced stealth fighter jet now. And we only have sold it to one country outside of the United States, and it's Israel. And, of course, Israel, when they get it, now it's called the F-35AI, because what they do is they take out the American electronics and they put in their own electronics. Mm. Which is quite amazing. You know, the shell and the motor and everything else, the engine, all comes from the United States, but the electronics are Israeli technology.
Wow.
That they use specifically for their jets. Any jet that they fly or buy from the United States, it always has the I at the end of it because they take out the electronics and
really?
Use their own.
Really? That's very interesting.
Yeah, whatever it is. Huh. F-16 be F-16I. F-35 is F-35I because of the Israeli technology that is better than our technology, and so that's why they replace it and put their own technology in there.
Wow. So it's just smart to do business with them. So, but I just found it interesting. North Carolina was doing that much business with Israel. So we need 28 more states to follow suit, and so we all can stand with them.
Yeah, it's amazing. 22 states have done this so far. Mm-hmm. North Carolina is the most recent one. Florida did that last year, and Florida did that as a result of one of the co-sponsors, a Covenant Journey alumni, Jennifer Sullivan.
Jennifer Sullivan, yeah.
Jennifer Sullivan went on a Covenant Journey trip in January of 2016, came back a couple of days later, was in the Florida session, the youngest female ever elected to the Florida legislature, the House in history of the state of Florida. And then she helped push through an anti-BDS resolution in the state of Florida. And she's only 23, 24. She's probably 25 right now. But she was a Covenant Journey alumni. Other good things also are happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, they voted 17-4 to proceed with what's called the Taylor Force Act, named for the person Taylor Force, who was killed through terrorism. And this would defund the Palestinian Authority until they cease and denounce their support of terrorism. What they have done, we give $700 million a year to the Palestinian Authority, and the Palestinian Authority uses $300 million annually, $300 million annually, to pay terrorists and their families. And so if a person commits a terroristic act and is killed, then they will give lifelong benefits, insurance, stipends, and groceries to the families of that terrorist.
It's unbelievable.
If that person didn't die but was imprisoned, then they have a sliding scale. For every so long you're in prison, then they will support the family for a certain period of time.
And they guarantee a government job upon release?
They're guaranteeing a government. So, you know, it's an incentive for people to commit terrorist
acts.
Pay
to slay, yeah.
Yeah, because they know that they can go in, they'll get a guaranteed job, their family's mm-hmm. going to be taken care of. And they also know that if they die, on the one hand, with their Islamic ideology, they think they're going to go to heaven. And on the other hand, their family's going to be cared for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, so we're just giving them blood money, man. That's what it really is.
Taxpayer money going to fund terrorism. And we've been doing this for years. We did it under the previous administration. We did it under the George W. Bush administration. We've done it for many administrations, Republican and Democrat. And finally, under this administration, we're saying enough is enough.
You know, and I think it's very fitting they named it after Taylor Force. You know, he was a U.S. Army veteran and a Vanderbilt student. He served this country in Afghanistan and Iraq, but then he was senselessly killed as a civilian by a Palestinian terrorist
yeah,
in Israel.
As a civilian. So. That's right. And so this is the Taylor Force Act. Now, it's gone through the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So when Congress comes back into session, this will go to the full Senate to vote. And this was the first hurdle. It passed overwhelmingly, amazingly, Democrats and Republicans. There were four people that voted against, but You had Republicans and Democrats joining together. I think that we'll be able to pass this when Congress comes back into session.
And we need to pray.
Yeah, we'll continue to keep you informed. We have an office in Washington, D.C. that is working on this. We had some of our Covenant Journey students and other interns that worked in our Washington, D.C. office actually working on this very piece of legislation. So keep your prayers as we continue to move forward with this important piece of legislation in Capitol Hill. Also, go to our website, lc.org, to support Liberty Council with your contributions, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.